This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Founder of LiveLeak.com is scheduled to join us. UK-based video sharing website. Look forward to having him on. Talking about the attack on free speech, the TPP, you name it. We're going to go to 15 after with Dr. Group to take your calls. I appreciate you holding. Dave in Missouri, you have a question. Go ahead. Welcome, Dave, from Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hey, that caller's gone. Let's talk to Robert in Nevada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Alex. I'm 14 years old. I've been watching for a while. When I was 7 years old, I got fillings and with mercury in them. And after that, I was diagnosed with OCD. So I was just curious as if that's linked to any kind of mental disorders.
Well, I know dentists have a record, rate of dying early of all physicians, some of the worst. And a lot of evidence shows it's because they're breathing the amalgams as they drill them out. But that's one theory. I mean, we know mercury and lead is super bad, especially mercury. Dr. Group?
No, you're absolutely right. Like what you were talking about with the Mad Hatter, and mercury has, especially when it combines with aluminum in the brain, it can create violent reactions. So I would definitely say that would be something I would look at. And mercury is extremely damaging. So my recommendation would be to find a biological dentist somewhere in your area that can safely remove the mercury amalgam fillings and replace them with maybe a non-toxic porcelain or something like that. Just make sure that he uses the proper dental dams, and some of them use ozone. You might want to look for one that does that to neutralize any of the gases the mercury releases as they remove them. Some people have gone down to Mexico that we've talked to get their mercury amalgams removed and ended up paralyzed from the waist down, because when they're removing the mercury amalgams, if you swallow a big chunk or too much of the gas is released, it can cause such damaging neurological damage that can even paralyze you.
Unbelievable. Reality is just so much stranger than fiction. Mercury in fillings, I mean, it's like mercury in the vaccines. It's insanity. Anything else, Robert?
That's all, but thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Christina in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Christian, I'm sorry. Sir, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's all right. No problem. Two questions. You mentioned mercury and vaccines. That's not exactly what I called about, but I found myself yesterday having a more intense discussion with a good friend of mine than I expected to have. He came over about something else, and kind of out of the blue, he asked me about the whooping cough vaccine. And, my wife actually had a miscarriage recently, and it reminded me with the iodine. She didn't like the taste of the X2. I'm going to try the original survival seed. She preferred the taste of that. That's kind of a completely separate issue. But he mentioned the whooping cough, and I can tell, and this is the whole thing, where his concern for me and his concern for my well-being, ultimately for our future child's well-being, that comes off as, somehow if I'm against the vaccine, well, then how about my wife? She's the better half. What does she say about it? So you can't just say, well, I'm against vaccines, or even I'm against mercury in vaccines. You almost have to go step by step through some phenomenological explanation of what the child goes through. Because I've had eyewitness reports. I've spoken to a father who told me point blank he watched the light go out in his child's eyes. But and I said, well, it can be reversed. They're trying to be optimistic. And he says, well, yeah, but my wife, she doesn't think we should do that, or she thinks it was God's will, or he didn't really say it. Like, I kind of threw that out there.
No, it's modern human sacrifice. Look, there's no reason to take a hepatitis shot for a child. They're extremely dangerous. The government quietly pays off vaccine-damaged kids. It's a huge cover-up. And so we're going to come back and get Dr. Group's breakdown on that and take a few final calls straight ahead. But, yes, they are pushing vaccines now on pregnant women. They know what they're doing, but they can't admit they're wrong.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hayden Hewitt, the founder of LiveLeak.com that reaches billions of live streams a year, hundreds of millions of people, has really helped us get the word out and opened up our streams to reach millions of people at Bilderberg coverage and other events. One time we had over 2 million people on the line. At one time, we had 3 million people watch over the next 2 days. And that's something that definitely scares the establishment. He's going to be joining us here in about 10 minutes talking about attacks on the First Amendment, not just here in the U.S., but free speech overseas, how the TPP attacks free speech according to the WikiLeaks documents, and more. But I want to try to get to 4 or 5 of these calls, Felicia, Mike, Jim, Tim, and others, before Dr. Group has to leave. But the last caller was just desperate, talking about having a child and the doctor trying to bully him to give vaccines and then trying to go to his wife to get her to do it. It's just crazy how they're pushing the vaccine so aggressively right now.
Yeah, and flu shots and vaccines. I mean, you can get them in a grocery store now and get 10% off your total bill. It's one of those controversial subjects where you just have to do your own research. I mean, I tell people, don't believe me. Go type in vaccine dangers in Google, and you'll find plenty of information.
The MMR shot says it can give you type 1 diabetes.
Well, they can give you they can give you a lot more than that. I mean, all vaccines and flu shots, if you look at all the different ingredients inside of them, look, just go in and type in vaccine ingredients and take each one of them, and you'll see that they change your DNA, RNA, they alter your mental ability, they can cause cancer, they can cause all different types of symptoms, mental retardation.
And they're being manufactured by these big evil pharmaceutical companies. That, I mean, Bayer makes vaccines. They got caught for over a decade sending out factor VIII for hemophiliacs that they knew had HIV and hepatitis in it. It was a death sentence.
It's exactly opposite of your immune system. Your immune system, what you're designed with in your body, your self-healing mechanism, is designed to do the best work at fighting viruses, bacteria, keeping your body strong and healthy. What they do, a vaccine is nothing more than a shot to kill your own natural system or to reduce your own immune system. And your immune system has to work extra hard because it has to fight all the chemicals and toxins that are in the vaccine or the flu shot to begin with. So, I mean, if you dig deep enough, you can even see that they list the dangers on the CDC's website, the FDA, the pharmaceutical manufacturers of the vaccines, the inserts.
But then they lie to the public and say safe and effective.
Yeah, it's right there in plain sight. You just have to stop and say, wait a second, why am I going to? I mean, that's the main situation that we're dealing with now with food, beverages, water, exposure to any of these things is people don't just say, wait, let me see what's in this beverage before I drink it. Let me see what's in this food before I eat it. Let me research what's in this vaccine or flu shot before I stick it in my body.
That's right. All right. I want to go through these calls. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I was thinking of an idea for a product that would help maybe come off OxyContins or pain medicine. I know a lot of people that struggle with it. I myself, and I've been trying for a really long time, and I know everything that I've read says to ease off of it. But by the time you ease off of it, and the medicine starts to work again, and then you just take more. I don't know if Dr. Group could suggest a regimen to come off of them. Or
boy, this is a big question—the age-old thing of how to get off opiates. Whoever figures that out is going to, you know, win the Nobel Prize. Well, actually, it's the Nobel Prize for committing evil now, so I guess you wouldn't. You'd probably get assassinated. But I know there are things you can do with supplements. There are herbs and things I know that they've proven can help block some of the addiction, and that even Big Pharma is trying to patent some of that now. Dr. Group, what would you do to get off, hillbilly heroin, OxyContin?
Well, we've actually had a lot of good success with that, and it all stems back to cleansing the body, starting with intestinal cleansing with Oxy powder and then moving on to liver and gallbladder cleansing, because you have to remember those pain medications will cause you to become constipated. And once you
clean the intestine. Why do opiates do that? Because I've never really taken them except when I had a broken leg or whatever. But I always hear about heroin heads and people, like, don't go to the bathroom but every 2 weeks.
Well, because it alters the neurological contractions or the normal contractions of the muscles that surround the intestinal lining, it kind of numbs the nerve. That's why they're pain medications, because they numb the nerve, so you can't feel the pain. Well, you have tiny thousands and millions of these little nerve endings all the way down through your intestinal lining. So because you're taking an opiate, because you're taking medications, most likely the majority of people that are taking pain medications or any medications are not eating healthy. These things numb the nerves. They leak through the intestinal lining through leaky gut syndrome, and then you become constipated because you're not able to create that normal peristaltic movement in the bowel.
What a nightmare drug.
Yes, but you can eventually get off of those. One of the things, vitamin D, like the winter sun, it's amazing what that does for healing joint, and I don't know why you're in pain to begin with, but some of the newest research that's come out on 20,000 IUs of vitamin D, there was a doctor, a research scientist that wrote a book called The Miraculous Healing Benefits of D3, actually found that high doses of the D3 can help heal all of those injuries.
Well, sure. For folks that don't know, because I did my own research, isn't D3 a master base hormone? I mean, it's basically a hormone, and that you have to have it to produce and manufacture your hormones, and that's the same thing for basically B12, right?
Yes. Actually, D3 is a hormone, and I really didn't think it was that necessary. I figured we were getting enough in the sun. But as our research continued, I realized that there was also a conspiracy or an attack on blocking the UVB rays with all the chemtrails, and that pretty much we're all deficient or not getting enough D in the body as well. But that led me to looking at, you know, there's thousands upon thousands of studies on the effects of D, and that's another thing I think everybody is deficient in and everybody needs. So I would highly recommend, if anyone's on prescription medications, whether it's pain medications or whatever, there are solutions. And one thing with opiates is you have to get off of gluten when you're slowly through time contingent detoxification. You don't want to cold turkey it. You want to slowly start reducing it over a period of time.
Wow, this is really important. I want to have you on for a whole show about gluten, because even in mainline literature, they admit now that it mimics opiates. That's a whole other subject. How is grain mimicking poppy seeds?
It's just they're just finding new things about it all the time. I mean, I can't remember the chemical name of it, but yeah, I was just not too long ago reading some information that gluten actually does have an opiate-like compound in it, and that's what makes bread so addictive.
That's why it makes you so calm and feel so good when you eat a big, lump of bread at the steakhouse.
Exactly, exactly. And it also, you also go through withdrawals when you get off of it. It makes you crave it again, so you get more and more of it. So that's something that needs to be
amazing. We've got to go in a few minutes because our next guest is coming up. Dr. Reba, I appreciate all your time. Let's move quickly now to Felicia in Oregon. And again, they've got the call thing way back, so I can barely read. I'm not complaining. It's just that's why I'm butchering the names. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. About a year ago, after starting the X2, I developed symptoms that almost resulted in surgery. But it ended up I had Hashimoto's, and I was told that the iodine is what made that condition flare, the autoimmune response to start. And I wanted to know what your opinion was and if I could resume taking iodine, and if not, how can I keep that part of my system straight?
Well, I don't know, too much about your history and everything, but I have not heard, and I also refer to Dr. Brownstein's research on Hashimoto's hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism, and I haven't had a case, I don't think Dr. Brownstein has either, of iodine, a good source of iodine, ever causing a thyroid condition that would require any type of surgery or anything like that. So I don't know how much you were taking. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. We've seen people, what happens, it really takes about 6 months is what we've seen to regulate out the thyroid, because what happens is the bromine starts releasing and the other halogens, which can alter different types of thyroid.
I was about to say, if it makes your body push out all the toxins that have built up, and we know that it hits women harder, then that could have been the response, kind of like cleaning a filter out. I mean, if you ever clean a filter in your fish tank, you do it wrong, it dumps all the crap into the fish tank. And that's why I've said that people should consult their physician before using this stuff, because you got all these bad halogens in there, and you're not going to be messing with that. Who knows?
What happens is when you start taking it, you might have hypothyroid, you might have hyper, you might have Hashimoto's for a period of time, and that's just your thyroid getting rid of anything. The problem is that the doctors, when they do thyroid panels or when they do, most doctors never test for iodine anyway, but even the ones that do, they don't test for bromine. So you get false positive results, and so in order to rebalance the thyroid.
Exactly. They don't test for the bad halogens. They'll blame iodine because you've got so much of the other stuff in you. I read about that.
So probably.
Because again, that's medical doctors that are always, and of course, Brownstein is a medical doctor, but who just don't understand it.
So probably at that one point in time, you went in to have your thyroid checked or something. I don't know what happened. And Hashimoto's is nothing more than a roller coaster of your thyroid going up and down, which is completely normal in a lot of times with people starting on iodine. So they might have, you know, misdiagnosed you or might have said, you know.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Sure. We're out of time, but that's a really important question because I'll be in restaurants, I'll be at church, I'll be just everywhere for years, and I see women talking about their thyroids, young, old. I see women everywhere where who aren't fat but have a swollen goiter like we had in the 20s and 30s when we didn't have iodine in the salt. Of course, they've taken it out again. Why is it hitting women? And of course, they admit that in the news, that women are more heavily hit than others by thyroid problems. Why is there an epidemic of that?
Well, women have a larger thyroid gland anyway, and iodine really likes to deposit itself in the reproductive areas. And women have breasts, which are, you know, a lot more surface area than guys, and so iodine likes to accumulate in there. Women have their menstrual cycles, which are changes in their hormonal patterns, and if they don't have enough iodine, they can have, you know, harder symptoms of PMS, endometriosis. Any of the women just have a tendency to have more reproductive problems than men. They have ovaries, they have eggs, they have a whole cycle that goes on all the time. So iodine deficiency really affects women a lot more than it does men.
Well, again, everybody's body is different. Is it possible, because people can be allergic to, you know, cabbage, they can be allergic to anything. Is it possible that, that's why I always say check with a physician, that some people could be allergic to pure iodine? Because, I mean, I know you'll die without it, but...
So I don't think if you have a receptor on every single cell in your body for a substance that you could ever be allergic to it. What happens is sometimes the bowel is in such bad shape that it might be taken with something else, or something else might be inside the bowel at the time that might cause a reaction or inflammation. But as far as looking at a monatomic or looking at a detoxified type of iodine, and knowing that you have every single cell in your body has an iodine receptor, to me, it would be absolutely impossible the way that God designed it for you to be have an allergy to iodine in its detoxified form.
All right, we've got to have you back up sooner to just take a full hour of calls, because we've got Jim wants to talk about fibromyalgia that's exploding. David wants to talk about his medications. Tim wants to talk about heart problems. Sean is a pharmacist. I want to start a doctor group on a health issue. Joey wants to talk about winter sun, vitamin D question. But I'm going to, even though we got our next guest, I pushed him back. I apologize. We'll go to Sean and then to have a final question, because Sean's a pharmacist. I want to hear what Sean has to say from Canada. Sean, you're on the air with Dr. Group. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller and greatly appreciate the opportunity to finally talk with you, Alex. I've actually had experience working both in Canada and the U.S., and I just wanted to ask Dr. Group about his opinion on healthcare in Canada versus the U.S. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it in Canada, but here in the U.S., I've worked here in the U.S., and the prices are just astronomical. It's not really a free market, and I wanted to know what you thought about that, because we're talking about drugs that are 30 or 40 years old that are marked up 1,000% over.
Sure, I thought the U.S. was the worst about gouging for drugs. You're saying Canada's worst?
No, I'm not, sir. What I'm saying is that it's like a drug such as, maybe Dr. Group can comment on this, but I mean a drug such as diclofenac, which is basically a topical anti-inflammatory, I could go to Canada to one of my buddy's pharmacies and buy it for about $100. But when I was working here in the U.S., dispensing it in the drive-thru to a patient on workers' compensation, I mean, the drug was more than $1,400.
No, that's a whole other issue. Absolutely, that's a whole other issue. Why does the U.S. have the highest drug cost in the world, Dr. Group? That's a good way to end it. Thank you, Sean.
Well, in short, that we don't technically have a health care system here, or we don't have a health care system in Canada or anywhere where there's pharmaceuticals. We have a death or a disease management care system. And until they realize that we need to address the root cause of disease and the root cause of mental illness, it's going to stay that way. But it's, the reason why the drugs are so expensive is because it's all a money game. It's all about how much money they can make, and the insurance companies are tied in with the pharmaceutical companies. And not only that, they're tied in with the big organizations like Susan B. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation, American Cancer Society, and all the 501c corporations that people donate money to. So they take money from you every single way they can and make you feel bad and make you think that they're going to come up with a cure, but they never will.
All right, Dr. Group, globalhealingcenter.com. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
We're going to get our next guest on now for the balance of the hour, a little bit into the next hour of Overdrive, if he can stay with us on a super important topic, the attack on the First Amendment and free speech globally. Look, I'm no rocket scientist, but I do read a lot of studies and research and talk to medical doctors and nutritionists, and I try to really have a well-rounded understanding of things. If you've got a screwed-up thyroid, which a lot of people have from all the bad halogens, and you start taking iodine and it's going to push that out, that just sounds like that could inflame it to me. But you do want to get that stuff out. But it's kind of like if you drink, you know, a bottle of Jack Daniels every day and you finally quit, you're going to go through the detoxes. So you might want to do it gradually. And I'm not giving medical advice here. I'm just saying if I had some kind of thyroid problem, I'd want to get all the bad halogens out. I'd probably start personally with a very small dose and just see what happened and let that stuff come out of there slowly. Because, you know, when a gland or something is already screwed up, messing with it was something really hardcore. That's what I'm saying. Survival Shield X2, I tried to develop with Group a iodine that was more palatable and not as toxic tasting and bad on the gut as the other stuff out there being sold, because I knew it was important and I knew it was giving me energy, stamina, making me feel better. You know, just having iodine, period, because of deficiencies. So I wanted the best, the purest, the cleanest. But look, we're in such a screwed up, endocrine manipulated world that there are no silver bullets in any of this. I mean, it's like I had family die of infections a year and a half ago. Three family members was going all over Texas killing folks, an uncle, a great uncle, and a cousin. And, you know, I know silver in the levels I took, it was toxic. I couldn't get rid of this chest cold. Antibiotics didn't work. A little bit of colloidal silver didn't work. I drank three bottles of colloidal silver in 1 week. That's just I'm not telling you to do that. That is toxic. Guess what? Within 2 days, when I drank the first bottle, it was gone. The burning, the pain, the bacteria in my throat I couldn't get rid of, the bleeding at night, just excruciating pain down into my lungs. Guzzled the bottle, kept going. Boom. And, you know, my pee was green, though, folks. I mean, I don't know how good that was for my kidneys. I mean, who knows? The point is, I mean, silver kills stuff because it's poisonous. You fight fire with fire, but there is no silver bullet. That's what I'm telling you. This stuff is real. The stuff we sell isn't a game. Supernova Vitality is concentrated, cold-pressed herbs that are known to kickstart your body. I mean, everybody I've talked to has, except for one guy that I've talked to, massive effect. I mean, you'll notice it within days when you wake up in the morning. I don't have to explain what that means, but it's because we've already been jacked with and screwed over by the fluoride and the chemicals and the GMO. We're already screwed up. So trying to get it back on track is a research project. We're all guinea pigs in the West. We're all guinea pigs in the West. And so trying to find a way out of it isn't going to be perfect. I know I'm not going to just sit here and take it, though. I know I've lost 60 pounds in the last 3 years. And you're like, well, I mean, you don't look super fat, but you still look like you've got a few pounds on you. Man, let me tell you, I gained 99 pounds. 99 pounds. I've lost 60 plus. And you've seen the photos online, what I look like now. I mean, I barely have a tiny pot belly when I'm sitting down. There's almost no fat on my legs, almost no fat on my back, and almost no fat on my arms now. It's amazing. And I've done it. I was doing more exercise, actually. Jogging, swimming every other day, like a mile or 2 miles. And I lost about 30 pounds. I went on iodine. I went on Supermel Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com. And it just took me to that next level. And it was because I had deficiencies in all those areas. We're going to come back, get into the attack on free speech worldwide, key TPP news with LiveLeak.com founder Hayden Hewitt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 Nation Iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com, and that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Joining us is Hayden Hewitt, co-founder of LiveLeak.com. And we've used other services out there. And quite frankly, when we get 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, a million people on our stream, they would kick us off. I guess they didn't want to actually have all those viewers. But LiveLeak reached out to us a few years ago for our Bilderberg coverage and said, we'll give you the streams you need. So we'll have LiveLeak coverage from Austria with our three reporters if they're able to get in. They're on some of the InfoWars channels that are on LiveLeak. In fact, we should probably today go to some of those channels and give people those addresses, but they'll be embedded at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Hayden is involved in the TV production as well over in the UK, and I appreciate him coming on. LiveLeak is a UK-based video sharing website that lets users post and share videos. Founded in October of 2006 by a team responsible for the Orgish.com shock site, it aims to take reality footage, politics, war, and other world events and combine them with the power of citizen journalism, LiveLeak.com. What I like is they haven't censored us. I mean, we wouldn't even be putting anything profane or violent up on some of the other streaming sites, and it was like government or something would have them shut us down. And it happened over and over again with other services. We've finally gotten to a point where YouTube isn't censoring us too much. I think that's because they're in competition now with Facebook video that's starting to rise. But it's good to have independent groups out there. Hayden, thank you for coming on with us, LiveLeak.com. I know you're read up on the attacks on Free Speech Club, Elite TPP, and more. But first off, for folks that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about your worldview and what you think's happening right now on the planet.
Well, you kind of have to use your language carefully a lot of the time, but it's quite simple that we're TPP and TTIP are concerned. What we're looking at is a corporate takeover of sovereign nations. There's no other way to put it. If you boil it down, that's all it is. Our sovereign nations are going to hand over their ability to rule themselves to corporations willingly.
It's incredible. Wow, your Skype is amazing.
Is it? Oh, good. Usually for us and for the show, it doesn't work at all, so I'm very pleased it's working now.
Well, fantastic. You're involved not just in LiveLeak that you co-founded. You produce other shows and things. I mean, let's face it, you're kind of battling the New World Order, aren't you?
In our own little way, I am a director of a very small media company. We provide services to small, medium businesses who can't traditionally afford those sort of services. We're even trying to get a campaign up and running for that. But on the side, because we have this equipment, this knowledge, we've decided that we need to reach out to people like Richie Allen, who is one of the first shows, and help people who are passionate about these sort of things and who have a belief in something, whether we agree personally or not, completely irrelevant, much like LiveLeak, and provide them with a platform to be heard.
Well, that's true renaissance, though. Just providing a medium for true censorship-free freedom, that ends up helping almost every time.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's legal, it doesn't encourage doing people actual harm.
Sure.
Whether I agree or not, like I say, it's completely irrelevant. I don't have to agree with people to support them. Seems in this day and age there's a lot of you're with us or against us sort of thing, but I support people I disagree with almost constantly, but isn't that what it's about? If you don't, you're playing somebody else's game.
Well, that's a classically liberal view, the opposite of these modern liberal and conservative paradigm. Let's get into the TPP and now new documents from WikiLeaks. It's even worse than we thought. All of our private data just turned over to multinationals. These corporations are really arrogant. I mean, how do they think they're going to get away with this long term, ruling us from secret?
Because our, air quotes, leaders will allow it. Powerful lobbyists have been working on this for a long time. Let's be honest. Everybody's favorite alternative news kicking boys, Monsanto, they tried to release certain products in Europe and they were told no. Unusually, there was no fight. They just backed off. Because they know TTIP's coming, and they can just sue the hell out of nations until nations can't afford it. By the time people realize what this actually means, because it's such a, let's face it, for the mainstream viewer, it's an incredibly dull-sounding topic, isn't it? Especially when you've got Bruce Jenner in the news with his smashing new pair of breasts. Much more interesting than TPP. And by the time people realize, like most of this type of legislation, a lot of the creeping, horrific legislation we've got coming around the corner in the UK, it's too late. And generally, people are quite apathetic now.
Man, you ought to do a show of your own. I mean, I know you do some. You got a great radio voice and also a great brain when it comes down to this, because you're just calmly laying out in like a minute or two what I've been screaming about, you know, for hours. Yeah. But I get upset. It's so Orwellian and surreal that foreign mega corporations can be trying to make my life go under them, and I can't even see what they're secretly doing, and the mainstream media acts like that's okay. I mean, that is just crazy. Where do you think they're going to go next if they get away with this?
Well, Alex, here's the thing. It's not even, not to contradict, it's not even really Orwellian. It's more Huxley.
It is, yeah.
But they're making it seem like a wonderful thing, and people going, oh, that's nice.
You're right, it is Huxley, because Huxley, it's making tyranny look sexy. That's what it's all about. 1984, you know it's tyranny.
They're protecting us, Alex. They're protecting us from people that hate our freedoms. Luckily, those people shouldn't hate us much longer because we don't have a hell of a lot of freedoms left.
Yeah, Bush always said they attack us because they hate our freedom. Then why are they attacking our freedom? Why is the government killing our freedom?
Yeah, well, because they want everyone to love us. I mean, that's how they sell everything now, isn't it? We'll protect you from terrorists. Don't worry, we'll touch you at the airport. We're protecting you from terrorists. We're going to read all your emails. We're protecting you from terrorists. Everything we do. No, you don't need freedom. You don't need freedom because we're protecting you from terrorists. Alex, I come out of my house every day. I go to a corner shop, but there's an Asian guy there. Never blown up once. I've not seen a single member of the Taliban or ISIS on my road. And I don't think it's because we're fighting them over there or because the government have taken my freedoms. It's just this sale of fear so they can grab everything we've got that's ours.
Well, that's it. And then trying to create a real radical threat. They fund ISIS and other groups. Here's the headline from yesterday. U.S. now claims Assad working with ISIS, Infowars.com. U.S. changes narrative after Pentagon report proves ISIS to be Western-backed. And then the U.S. embassy tweeted, reports indicate the regime of Assad is making airstrikes in support of ISIL, the Islamic State of ISIS, against Aleppo, aiding extremists against Syrian population. That is Orwellian. That is war is peace. I mean, that is crazy.
Anyone with a pair of eyes can see that Assad and ISIS have really gotten along well over the years. people are going to read this. It's like when the situation in Syria first really got going. We were being sold the narrative through the media that it's Assad, the bad guy. Fair enough. Not the nicest of rulers. And it was a popular uprising. Let's arm the... These aren't the extreme extremists. These are the not quite so extreme extremists. These are our friends. We helped create ISIS, and we empowered them, and we were being sold this narrative that they're the good guys. And on Live Leak, very early in the conflict, we started getting a lot of footage, which very clearly spelled out that there were no good guys in this conflict. And now, look at what it's grown into, and we've had people like Tony Blair, the Middle East peace envoy, saying... No, we didn't. We're not responsible for ISIS. Yeah, of course we are.
Well, I even predicted 2 years ago, before they even made up the name ISIS out of Al-Qaeda, that when they were done, they would claim that Assad was with the bad rebels, which are the majority of the rebels, and now they've done it. I mean, ISIS, the Salafists, Al-Qaeda, same group, through Saudi Arabia, have been trying to overthrow Assad for 5 years, who is a reformer compared to his dad. He's not an angel, but compared to ISIS, he is. People can live in peace, all different religions. You know, they're wearing suits and ties. You can listen to whatever music you want. You can get a beer. I mean, that's more freedom than what we see under these crazy people. And they've got the nerve now to... I just can't believe that our government is now saying Assad is with ISIS. Do you think they're testing to see if we're dumb, or will people buy this?
I think they know people, when they're sat at home in the comfort of the chair, like, you know, in the UK, watching Britain's Got Talent. The biggest story in the newspapers last week was that a dog won a talent show. Yeah, they don't care. You're sat at home. Your life's okay. Remember, most people, TPP, they won't even notice it until it really gets its teeth in, or TTIP. They won't really notice it. Their lives will kind of continue on a groove. I mean, it's not that the sheep. Most people want to get up, go to work, go home, spend time with the family, like I'm sure you do, I know I do. But you don't tend to think generationally. I'm terrified. I've got a 3-year-old son. I'm terrified that he's going to grow up in a world which has been spelled out by our dear leader over here in the UK, where you can't say anything.
About Cameron's latest statement that is Orwellian. I mean, the quote is so insane.
And this is the best part. Okay, I can't quote exactly. I don't have it in front of me.
We can pull it out. Yeah.
Essentially, they're going to clamp down on non-violent extremism. Ask them what it is. They're kind of vague, but one example he gave, and if this isn't terrifying, I don't know what is. 9/11 conspiracy theories are an example of something that could lead people to terrorism. Now, I think, personally, he's making quite a leap there, because I don't think he's good. But even if it did, if one or two people turn to terrorism after religiously following 9/11 conspiracy theory websites and the like, is that worth criminalizing the millions of people who are interested in the topic? Here's what they're going to do in the UK. They will take away your right to use the internet, essentially. If you get one of these banning orders for being a non-violent extremist, if you want to use Twitter, it has to go through the police. And you won't be allowed to tell anyone why all of a sudden you've changed dramatically online. Or why your tweets have been written by, you know, a tin pot fascist police officer. And even better, the prospect, and this is amazing, that you could be arrested and tried without necessarily being told what it is you've done. Now, I know I've read a book about that, quite a famous one, I'm sure you have, and it appears David Cameron and his people did too. And thought,
let me read the quote to folks, and here's the problem. I'm too close to this, and so are you, being somebody who's informed, Hayden. But we're here saying things that 50 years ago, 20 years ago, would have been heralding the end of freedom, the end of the West, the end of free speech. They're saying that if you say 9/11 was a cover-up, you're aiding terrorists. Well, no, you're not. You're saying the government's aiding terrorists, which is actually coming out. So they're saying, and I've already been harassed in the UK by police when I'm just out interviewing people, ask me what I'm doing. So they've already been getting this ready. And protest bans downtown, the rest of it. And now he's saying, quote, for too long we have been passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone. It's often meant we have stood neutral between different values. And that's helped foster a narrative of extremism and grievance. And then if you go on to the full quote, the government will conclusively turn the page on this failed approach. That's Magna Carta, folks. As the party of one nation, talk about a cult, we are one nation, we will govern as one nation, that means you'll do what they say, bring our country together, that means actively promoting certain values, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, democracy, the rule of law, equal rights regardless of race, gender, or sexuality. And then later in the quote, because it's a long speech, he says, we will no longer tolerate criticism of the government. Let me see where it says that. The government will challenge those who seek to spread hatred and intolerance by forming a new partnership of every person and organization, that's common purpose, in this country that wants to defeat the extremists. The proposal around the response, and then he just goes in, and then you read him say, we will no longer tolerate people saying hateful things. Well, that sounds nice, except they then mean 9/11 conspiracy theorists. Go ahead.
Not just that. When they say hateful things, it's probably not my definition of hateful. It's their definition of hateful. It's so vaguely worded that when challenged, members of government, I mean, let's be honest, politicians will never give you an answer anyway about anything. But they just simply don't know. These blanket laws. So of course, people like Sepp, or newspapers like the Daily Mail, saying, well, pretty much, it's for your own safety. It's for your own good. We will live in this utopian dream world of everyone being nice. You never ever got rid of any problem by brushing under the carpet. You do that so long, with all those big lumps in the carpet. You know, you
sure, but look who they're trying to shut up. Folks that want to criticize the EU, people that want to call for sovereignty, people that don't like GMO. That's who they want to go after, not even the radical Islamists. They're going to use that threat to take everybody else's freedom. That's always been the plan.
Yeah, and it goes right through society, the National Union of Students, which is always, it's tricky because I am definitely very liberal, but perhaps not a-liberal by the modern sense of the word.
Sure.
But the National Union of Students has always been extremely left. But recently, they wouldn't condemn ISIS because that would be racist, although I'm not entirely sure what race ISIS is, but that would be racist. So we can't condemn ISIS for that. But we can condemn Israel because that's not racist. We can also condemn gay men for co-opting expressions used by black females. We can definitely condemn that, but we can't condemn the guys doing the raping and the murdering. So it's all this. It really is the definition of political correctness gone mad, a phrase that's often used very poorly, but this is definitely being used.
That's right. It's all selectively enforced.
Of course. Of course it is. The milking it for everything it's worth. The government have seen a tremendous in, aided by people's irrational fear of bearded lunatics in sandals exploding everywhere, and the current zeitgeist of thinking amongst our younger people and their leaders.
Well, after World War II, the British and the whole the UK refused to carry ID cards and said it was Nazi Germany. And when Hitler was bombing the UK, bombing London, people didn't, you know, give up and say, let's give in. I mean, if there were real terrorists blowing us up every day, it's still not as dangerous as automobiles. We don't get rid of cars because they're dangerous. I mean, this idea that because somebody's threatening to bomb us, we change our whole way of life, that's just ridiculous.
It even goes back even more recently than World War II, when the troubles with the IRA were at the peak in this country. British security services went to the government saying, we want way more far-reaching powers. We want to be able to get everyone. And the governments at the time, across all parties, said, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's what they want. So, effectively, the war on terror is now lost. If there was ever such a thing, it's lost. The terrorists have won without destroying one of our major cities. They've won because we're frantically handing over freedoms at a ridiculous rate and handing over our countries to corporations. I never thought there'd be anyone I trusted less or anybody I trusted less than politicians to rule us. But there are. There are corporations.
Secret corporations. Secret agreements. Hayden Hewitt.
Arbitration.
Absolutely. Secret. Final segment coming up, or perhaps some overdrive. LiveLeak.com. Hayden Hewitt. I want to get him back on in the very near future. We're going to give you some more of those David Cameron quotes when we come back.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Well, I want to have Hayden Hewitt, the co-founder of LiveLeak.com, back on in the very near future. He's a great interview, really smart guy. I'm going to be out in the UK in a few months working on a big story. Maybe I can come by his offices and check out what they're doing. They've done a lot of exciting things. They'll be with us for 5 more minutes into overdrive, but the main transmission is going to be over soon. Nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock. I did find the full quote in his speech. from the British Prime Minister just 2 weeks ago. For far too long, this is in his speech, we have been passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone. It's often meant we have stood neutral between different values, and that's helped foster a narrative of extremism and grievance. This government will conclusively turn the page on this failed approach. And even the liberal Guardian breaks this down. This will be used on conservatives and libertarians and everybody else for that matter. Designed to restrict those trying to radicalize young people, they claim it's for radical Muslims, it's not, is to be included in the Queen's speech. David Cameron will tell the National Security Council on Wednesday. Any activities that are, quote, the High Court will rule, harmful activities of an extremist individual, which they define, the definition of harmful is to include a risk of public disorder or a risk of harassment, alarm, or distress. You know, saying the government's behind terror attacks, that's pretty distressing. A threat to the functioning of democracy. They would include a ban on broadcasting and a requirement to submit to the police, is what he just talked about, in advance any proposed publication. That is the true form of censorship, prior restraint. On the web and social media or in print. The bill will also contain plans for banning orders for extremist organizations. Yeah, like Michael Savage can't come to the UK. Or even guys that just teach self-defense, famous. You know, Navy SEALs and stuff can't go there because they're trying to ban. In fact, they just had the police come out this week. I meant to cover it on Monday. It was in the news. And say, because they asked the police in a public forum, is any self-defense okay? And they said, no, it's all illegal. Only a rape alarm, a panic alarm, a horn is okay. I mean, why do you think the UK, out of all countries, wants this docile population? What's going on, LiveLeak co-founder Hayden Hewitt?
I think that the thing about the rape alarm was kind of taking a touch out of context, to be fair. I think it's about that's what weapon, you can't carry weapons in this country. I mean, just recently, I think it was Manchester or Salford, which is an adjoining city, a guy stabbed a burglar to death, and you know it was considered self-defense. I think there's a little bit of clickbaiting and selective reporting involved there. But the big thing with what you just spoke about there, do you remember when people were first concerned about the amount of surveillance, where our security services were spying on your security services were spying on our people, and thereby avoiding all the rules about spying on your own people? And everyone, or many people, would say, well, it's okay. If you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to fear. That's kind of changing now, isn't it? Because Cameron's basically saying, doesn't matter what you've done, you've probably got something to fear. You know, that thing you were doing that was okay yesterday is not okay today. But we might not tell you why we're arresting you for it. And yet still, nobody's terrified.
And now they're going to try to roll it out. Why do you think governments are moving so fast towards classical authoritarianism?
I imagine, and I don't have great experience in government, I'm very pleased to say, once you've got the bit between your teeth, and it looks like you can get to the sort of goal you want, why waste time? The quicker you move, like many things in life, you know, with a business opportunity or anything like that, move quick. You know, after careful consideration, when you do move, you move as fast as you can, to ensure that it happens with as little interference, like Obama trying to railroad to the TPP thing. I'll be talking about this on the LiveLeak show later. The White House can find time to mention Bruce Jenner, for example, which it should be of no relevance to anyone what that man does with his own body.
And we're not against Bruce Jenner. It's just not. Why are we obsessing on it? Stay with us back in 70 seconds. I want to elaborate on that. Planet Jenner. I mean, this is not the top story. Trying to start World War III with Russia and China is. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HD Firearms. firearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hcfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HCFirearms.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. From his Central Texas Command.